Okay, let's begin. Brachas Yud Dalid here in the Yerushalmi. Again, this Masechta Shiurim was sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Basra Rav Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Liba bar Leib Azriel Rubin, Basha Basra Binyamin Rubin, Alehem HaShalom. So we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right towards the bottom. So we just spoke about, again, we're not going to have discussed this at length, we spoke about a couple of opinions relating to Birchas HaTorah. We spoke about Ava Rabba being used B'di'eved as one of the birchas, being used as a birchas haTorah, right? Because that was the bracha, if you remember, that we said, they said in the Anshe Mishmar, we're told to say bracha achas, that was Ava Rabba. The Yerushalmi had the four-line phrase, v'hu shashana al atar, which is a huge discussion, that the Bavli does not have such a phrase. Is there a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that you don't have to learn right after birchas haTorah, or do we say that no, even the Yerushalmi would hold, you don't have to learn after birchas haTorah. It's just that if you're using Ava Rabba, this secondary type of birchas haTorah, that's where you have to learn. That's the big discussion in Brachas and Navyut Aleph and Mavez and the Bavli. All the Rishonim get into the act. Then we had a couple of opinions here on Yud Gimel and Mavez about which part of Torah requires Birchas HaTorah. When we had Rav Huna, who said Medrash yes, Halachos no. We had a Bishu ben Levi that says Medrash and Halachos both need, and that was the minna quoted by Rav Chiya Barashi, that when they were in front of Rav, they needed for Medrash and Halachos. If you look in the Bavli, the Bavli has a couple of other opinions. The Bavli on Yud Aleph Amud Beis has maybe only for Mikra, maybe only for Mikra and Medrash, maybe only for Mikra, Medrash, and Mishnah. Maybe for everything, Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Talmud. Right? Four different opinions. So what is all that? Why would you have different opinions about what Torah needs Birchas HaTorah? So again, if we hold, again, a big topic, which hopefully we'll touch on again one day, if you hold that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of learning Torah, there should be no difference whatsoever about what type of Torah one is learning. All type of Torah is mitzvah, is learning Torah. So all type of Torah is learning. Maybe the opposite, maybe even Medrash, as you get deeper, so it should be even a greater reason, because that's even a greater level and depth of Talmud Torah, right? And that's what it sounds like, for sure, for the last opinion. If you say everything's included, maybe that's exactly what the last opinion includes. If you look in Rashi, in Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Af L'Gemara Tzarech L'Varech. What's Af L'Gemara? Shehu Iker HaTorah. Shemimenu Hora Yotza. That's the Iker. And therefore, that's the Iker Torah. Gemara Haynu Svaris Tami Mishnah V'Tirutzi Mishnayis Hasosu Zuruzu V'Chesurim Echzura. It's trying to figure out how Torah fits all together into one unit. So if you say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's hard to be mechalik between different types of Torah. But if you say it's a different type of a bracha, let's say a Birchas Shevach, a type of praise of Hashem for the Torah. So then maybe it opens the door to say that maybe only certain types of Torah demand that Shevach. Maybe only Torah Shebichsav, right? That's the ultimate that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe only expanding on the Torah Shebichsav. So as you get a little bit expansive, so again, you didn't have to say it, but maybe that's an option and an approach, right? They said the quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav, and his Sefer on the Rambam, quotes a thought that's quoted in this Sugya B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on Chefsa Shel Torah, right? A bracha on coming into contact with the Dvar Hashem, Chefsa Shel Torah. So what's Chefsa Shel Torah? What is the, again, Chefsa means an object, right? A physical object. That's how it was used on the first Laf in the Darim, the only place in Shas Bavli where Chefsa Gavra is discussed. But Chefsa, in Lamdish terms, means the opposite of Gavra, the opposite of relating to the individual. It relates to the concept. It relates to the institution, of Torah. And then, okay, you could have the door open a little bit more. Which part of Torah requires, is it considered Chefsa Shel Torah? And that could be a couple of the opinions. That could be some of the related discussion in these opinions. Okay, there's a lot more there, obviously, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Tani, says the Braisa, three lines from the bottom on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We already said if you read Kriya Shema with the Anshe Mishmar, with the Kohanim that are doing the Avoda that day, so then you're reading it too early, right? Earlier than the best time to read it. Hakori Anshe Maimud, what about Anshe Maimud? So Anshe Maimud go with the Anshe Mishmar. The Bnei Yisrael were also split up into various groups. Why? Because every Karban had to have the Bailam, the owner of the Karban, representing right? Or being there when the carbon is brought. So the carbon tamid and the public carbonos, the tzibur carbonos, are being brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So there were a couple of Yisraelim that came every week in order to represent the all of Klal Yisrael, the Anshei Ma'amad, right? They didn't do the Avoda, but they were there as representative of all of Klal Yisrael, right? That's the, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, Heim Yisrael Haboim Lamod B'Shas HaKrava V'Hayim Misayin Osa B'Mashim Yicholim. They helped out with what they could help out, whatever they could help out. As a Yisrael, we couldn't help out too much, right? But you can do the Shechita, right, if you really want to. Shechita K'shir Bazar. But other than that, the Avodas weren't done. But that's the Anshei Ma'amad. So if you read Kriya Shema with the Anshei Ma'amad, lo yatsa, then one, you weren't yotzi, ki ma'achrim hayu. The opposite of the Anshei Mishpar. They did a late. Ma'achrim hayu. Wow, the ma'achrim, if you look in the Charedim, he wonders, what do you mean they were ma'achrim? They were so late. They were so late. He says, hayu paturin. He says, they were pater from Kriya Shema because of osik b'mitzvah, pater b'na mitzvah. Says the Charedim, v'kashe hadavar ma'od, eicho yu ma'achrim kol kach. How they did so late? Like, what did they do the whole time? The carbon tamid was brought very early. And all the early kabbalists, I don't understand why they were so late. Why were they so late? So, I mean, it might mean similar to what we said before. It means they said it later. It doesn't mean they missed the Zman. It means they didn't say it at Fasikin. That was the ultimate, just like we said but earlier. The Anshei Mishmar didn't say it so early that they weren't Yotzei. They weren't Yotzei the mitzvah in the ideal time. So same thing here, that's what it can mean. The Anshei Ma'amad, you weren't, if you read it with them, you weren't Yotze the ideal time, the ultimate time, because that is how it was understood. And we know from the Mishnayos and Maseches Tainis and the Rambam that Anshei Ma'amad, Anshei Mishmar are all enacted already generations earlier. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Ami b'yomei d'Rabbi Yochanan havina nafkin tanisa. Rabbi Zeira says the name of Rabbi Ami. Then the days of Rabbi Yochanan, they used to go out on public fast days. Remember, all described in Mishnayos and Tainis in depth. They used to go out on public fast days. V'kroy shma basar t'las shoyin. And they used to say kriya shma after the third hour, meaning after sov zman kriya shma. V'lo havi mamachim yadon. And he wouldn't protest. He wouldn't protest. So how was that? So again, the Sefer Charedim explains. It means that in order to gather everyone together, to daven together as a tzibur, you couldn't do that too early. Even in the days of the Rabbi Yochanan, you aren't going to get the Hamon Am up very early, before the third hour of the day, to gather in the streets in order to daven. So what they used to do, they used to say Kriya Shema before the, like if you go into a minyan that's going to miss the Zman, so you say Kriya Shema before you go. So that's what the Sefer Charedim says on the bottom. V'kfar karu Kriya Shema bo nasa. They say Kriya Shema earlier. The afalpi shelo samchu geula l'tfila, and even though they didn't do spichas geula l'tfila, if I'm being yotze kriya shma just by saying kriya shma in the morning, so that's out of the context of birchas kriya shma, I'm not being yotze with that meikir hadin kriya shma. Still, that's what they did. The hechrechaya shetzorach lahabta mi l'spalal ashi eskapsu kol am lases. Right until everybody gathers to David, they had to wait again. Miss Kriya Shema, but they would repeat Kriya Shema after the third hour in order to, as we're going to have again and how we had already, to be say Tefillah mitoch divrei Torah. So that's what Reb Zeira says in the name of Reb Ami. Then on days of Reb Yochanan, they used to do this, and nobody complained. Reb Yossi, Reb Acha, Nafkin Latanisa. They once went out on a public fast day. Asa tzibura umikri Shema basa t'lashon. And they came out and the whole tzibur was saying Kriya Shema after the third hour. Bar Rav Acha Amachuye Biyadan. Rav Acha got very upset. I can't believe they're saying Kriya Shema now. It's so late. Amar Rav Yossi. V'kfar Karu Osa Bonasa. No, they all said it earlier. Dalakav Schus. Right? They all said it earlier and they were already Yotzei. Klum Karin Osa Ela Kedei Lamod B'tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. Though they're only repeating it now in order to... Whenever we have Shmona Esrei, the Amidah, we have to have something before it, right? That's why we have Ashrei at Mincha. That's why we have Ashrei at Ne'ilah, right? You always have something before it. So that's why this isn't the real Kriya Shema that they're being Yotzei. They said it earlier. Amar Lei, so Rav Acha said back to Rav Yossi, okay, but is everybody going to realize that? There are some people that aren't going to say it earlier. Some people aren't going to say it earlier, and therefore I'm worried about them. They're going to come to shul, and they're going to hear, minyan's at this time. Wow, I didn't realize. You can say Kriyas Shema so late. They're not going to realize to say it earlier, and that's who I am worried about. The Beis Yosef in Simen Mem Vav talks about the idea of a tzibur davening after the third hour. I mean, do we have to be nervous that 2 points? Number one, the language of the Gemara here sounds like people aren't going to, well, what does it sound like? Now reading it again. Shalo yiyu omrim. Is it that they're not going to realize that you have to say Kriyashah before the end of the Zman? You can be Yotzi B'dievet afterwards, or maybe they'll just forget. Either way, shalo yiyu omrim. So the question is it appropriate to have a minyan b'tzibur after Zman Kriyashah? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's generally the accepted custom not to have a minyan in most, many places, after the Zman. And if there's a Shabbos morning minyan, you bump it up until earlier. In Chutz La'aretz, it's more common to have minyanim later. Either way, that's the Beis Yosef discusses in Simen Mem Vav. Based on this Yerushalmi, Alma ein likros kriyas shma shelo bonasa avi shekvar yatsi dechovas kriya. It sounds like, right, the Rav Ach is upset, even if everybody says it beforehand. You know, there'll be some stragglers, there'll be some idiotos that won't know or that will forget, so it's not a good idea. But the Beis Yosef says back, but you see that Rav Yossi answered him. He says, nah, don't worry about it. So you see, don't worry about it. So what's the maskana? So who do you go by? Mashma to boil a mimche, says the Beis Yosef. Velo mimche, he didn't protest. V'kivin shekein, ananami, ki mikri lanachi, lo machinan lehu. Look, so if he wasn't protest, he didn't protest, then we're not going to protest. We're not going to protest either. So either way, this is the discussion based on that. Again, does it have a little bit having to do? So it wasn't an issue of Dalakav Schus. We're not going to say that, right, Rav Acha wasn't Dalakav Schus. He knew exactly. He knew they said it earlier. But some people are going to forget, and some people are going to be misled. Right, everybody was Yotzi, the mitzvah d'araisa of B'tzedek Tishpon Amisecha, the mitzvah of Dan Lakav Schus, which again is a big topic. Just one line. Rabbi Saul Salanter says, right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hadonis Chaver Lakav Schus, Donos Oluschus. Right, in the Bavli around Kuv, Chav, Zion or so, around there. If somebody's on Lakav Schus, he will be judged Luschus. Right, so what? Is that just like a night, Mita Kereg Mita, a nice thing? Hashem will be Don Lakav Schus, you, if you're Don Lakav Schus. The Rabbi Saul Salanter says, no. La Asilavo, after 120, we're all going to be shown our lives on someone else. And we're not going to know that. We're going to be asked to judge. You know, Hashem's going to say, you know, what do you think of this guy? You think he deserves Rachmanis? You think he has good excuses? So if we have conditioned ourselves for 120 years to be Dalmakovskos types of people and always seeing the good and always seeing the positive, and yeah, fine, he's good. So then, Doninos Oluschus. Then we will be judged Luschus because we'll judge ourselves Luschus. So that's why it's not just a nice thing, but the more we make ourselves, you know, seeing the positive in others, danino so l'schus. I think the smack, it says, like, what's the svar of Dalakav schus? Because if you think that you're surrounded by people who are on a high level spiritually, that'll bring you up. That'll bring you up. Right? If, oh, you look at everybody else, and like, oh, they're this and they're that, and I look at them in a negative way, then I don't, that's not machai of me. Because look at me, I'm so good, and everybody else is lower down. But if I look at everybody as accomplishing and being great in what they accomplish in their ruchnius, so then that's going to be mechayev me to be even better. Okay, we continue. Makom shamar laharich v'chulu. So the Mishnah has said that there are different types of birchas kriyishma. Some are long and some are short. Aruch and Kitzara. And again, there's a machlokas Rishonim. What exactly does that mean? We're going to take the Pashup shot, one of the Pshatim and the Rishonim. Long means long, and short means short. And that's, right, there are some other Rishonim that say multi-themed or one theme. And it's not, doesn't go by length, but it goes by type of content. But we're going to go with Aruch and Kitzara, long and short. So, B'makam Sharmu Laharev V'chulu, Eilu Brachos Shema Arichin Bohen. So what the Mishnah say, where you have long brachas, you're allowed to be marich. Meaning, you can even add on to those long brachas. And if they're short, you can't add on anything. So what are examples of long brachas, asked the Gemara. And we're now going to be outside of the Birchas Kriyashma on a daily basis. Eilu brachas she'amarichin bahen, birchas Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those are lengthy, and therefore one can add on. What do we add on? So you could add an extra tefillah. So if you look in the Maharaf Fulda, we add in Zachreinu L'chaim, Micha Mocha, we add in a lot to Ata Kadosh, we add in all the Yiskadesh and all those extra paragraphs. Back to the Gemara, Ubirchas Tanya Sibur, Bracha Matanya Sibur. Remember, we add on six brachas, right, that to the Amida. And then the Gemara adds, Umi Birchosav Shel Adam Nikar Im Talmud Chacham Hu Im Barhu. And from the brachas of a person, it's Nikar if he's a Talmud Chacham or a fool. Right? The Pashup shot of this line in context is whether somebody knows if it's a bracha that you could lengthen or a bracha that you could shorten, you can know if he knows the halacha. Right? If he's lengthening and he knows to lengthen only by the aruchos, and he knows not to add anything by the ksaros, so then you know if he is a Talmud Chacham or not. That's the Pashup Shad. But if you look in the Seder Hayom is also one of the Rishonim, the Seder Hayom quotes that, no, just take it out of context. How a person makes brachas, you could tell if he's a Talmud Chacham or if he is a fool. Roy, in the Kavanas HaBrachas, it's quoted by the Magen Avraham sometimes, the Seder Hayom. Shelroi l'chol bal nefesh l'chavein b'chol berchosav kedin u'kishura b'nachas u'bedas shlema u'mi berchosav shel adam nikar mativo u'mtabal chacham u'yirei shemayim im sachal hu ba'avodaso. Right, how focused is he? I think I've quoted in the past, somebody once came to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and asked her, Rebbe, I need a Yeshua. I need a skula. Give me a skula. What skula? What can I do to gain the Yeshua? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know what school is. I'm not that type of posek. But I'll tell you what I do. When I need a Yeshua, I try to make my brachas with kavana. That's what I try. Imagine the types of people we would be if we would make the brachas with kavana. Maybe even 2 out of 100 every day with kavana. We're at the stage that if we see somebody making a bracha with kavana, we think they're strange. Why, we think they're like, wow, how long is that going to last? Right? We're the strange ones. We have to try. Again, it would take more time, and we have to have patience. But that's this line. Right? Brachas Yudalid. From the brachas of a person, it's Nikar. You know, about his Yirat Shemayim. And that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So those are some examples of the long brachas. Eilu brachas shemekasros bohen. So then there are brachas that are shorter. And these shorter ones, you can add on. They're short nusach. And you can't add on to them. Hamavarech ala mitzvahs, berachas ha mitzvah. All berachas ha mitzvahs. Asher kedushanu v'mitzvot v'sivanu. And then there's a short one. Right? Ala tkiya shofar, and berachas megillah, and nachneiros chanukah, and lulav. All of them. V'ala peiros, and, you know, on fruit. Bar priya dama, bar priya eitz. U'berachas hazimun. And berachas hazimun is also short. What is Birchas HaZimun? So that is the short nusach that we say before we bench. B'zimun. U'bracha achrona shel Birchas HaMazon achar HaMazon. The last bracha of Birchas HaMazon after HaMazon. What does that mean? That's the fourth bracha, we would call it. Right? Halakinu avinu malkinu adreinu barenu. That's called a short. Why? Because it seems clear from the Rishonim, Tosfos and Brachas and Daf Mem Vav, that when they first enacted that, it was very short. It was very short. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. Those who have it. Bracha achrona shel berachas hamazon. Haynu atova ameitiv. Shelo ayim arichin ba. Sheikar bracha niskana lomar baruch hatova ameitiv. Va'anu sh'anu marichin ba. Va'omrim gimel malchios. Gimel hatavos. Right? Hu heitiv umeitiv yeitiv. V'gimel gemulos. Min hagahu. V'lohoy sakach ikar atakana. The ikar atakana was very short. Chazal. Interesting that it says here. Now let's add on. Chazal, once they enacted for various reasons, they added on that bracha, the bracha that's called Hatov HaMeitiv. Right? There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma in Parshas Ekev that talks about why that bracha is called Hatov HaMeitiv and why do we have a separate bracha enacted for, when was that bracha enacted? The Gemara tells us, by Beitar. Right? After the those massacred in Beitar were Zochet Tekvura, they, after 100 years or whatever it was, they enacted, and the bodies didn't decompose, so they enacted a bracha. So why is that? So the Meshech Chachma writes, again, without going into it, without reading it, that was really the last nes. That was the last nes for Klal Yisrael, right? 100 plus years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we were pretty depressed at the time, right? We thought it was done, right? 100 years after, so we had a hope. We thought the previous galus ended after 70 years. So this has been 100 plus, and then all of a sudden there's Bar Kokhba. They're like, okay, here we go. We're going to go back, just like we went back in the first galus. We're going to go back in the second one. Rabbi Kiva even thought Bar Kokhba was the Mashiach. That's why he named him Bar Kokhba. His name was Bar Kuziba, but based on the pasuk in Balak, Tarak Kochav Mi Yaakov, Rabbi Kiva named him Bar Kokhba, and then he was killed, and then he... what kind of depression must have taken hold? And then Beitar, we were massacred. So that was it. So once they saw this nice, they realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still with us. And Hashem is going to be with us throughout the Galus. And that's why they enacted the bracha of Atova Hametiv, that Hashem is ultimately good. And that was the last open miracle, so to speak. And that's why it was picked up on by Chazal. But again, that's what the Gemara said, that we could spend a lot more time on Berachas HaMitzvahs and Berachas HaPeros, but let's see what we, let's continue first. So the Braisa has that when you have these long brachas, so you're allowed to add on. When you have these very short brachas, you can't add on. Says the Gemara, HaKol Shar Brachas Adamarech? I don't understand. The Braisa only speaks about the two extremes. The really long brachas, you could add on. The very short ones, you cannot add on. And what about everything in the middle? What about medium brachas? So you have a different mashmos from each line. If you focus on the first line of the brisa, the really long ones you could add on to, medium ones you can't add on to. And then the second line of the brisa, the really short ones you cannot add on to, the medium ones you can add on to. So what do you focus on? Do you focus on the first line? Do you focus on the second line? So the Gemara answers, Amar Chizkiya, min man de tani amarech, hareze megune, v'amakater, hareze meshubach, from the fact that we have another brisa that says, if you're marech, it's Miguna, that means you're Yotze, but it's inappropriate. And if you short a raise a Meshubach, Hada Amra, She'ein Ze Klal. What does that mean? We say Reisha is Dafka. That's how the Charedim understands this, that it means the first line, meaning you could be Marich only by the brachas that are very long. Only ones that are very long. Because generally being Marich is Miguna, is not appropriate. So that's why we say Reisha is Meduya. The Rishonim already discussed. We know the Gemara Megillah discusses how every single bracha is Meduyak exactly where it is in the Amidah. But brachas in general were created by Anshei Kedusha Gedola, amongst them Nevi'im. Brachas, Avdaltos, Tfilos, I think that's the Lashon of Chazal, they were all created by Anshei Kedusha Gedola. So every word is Meduyak. So that is why we're very careful about every word, and many times the Rishonim go through how many words are in this bracha, and they calculate it as connected something. We just like, it's important to focus on the words. Sometimes we'll say whatever Nusach Siddur we have. So again, every Siddur obviously is based on something. Sometimes there's one say Vela Mashinim, one say Minim, there's one say this order and that order, but every single word is measured. And we can't just add in words. Again, and they're different Nuschos. Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar, just to start, and there's Nusach Ari, and there's Nusach different types of Eidut HaMizrach. So again, every Nusach has its basis, but we should know that the words in each of the Nuschos are Meduyak, and we can't play around with them. There are places in Shemoneh Esrei where we're allowed to play around, we're allowed to add on. Not play around, just add on, inshallah, at feeling and at the end. But we have to recognize that every word is measured and made by the Nevi'im. Okay. Tzi, Sarach Laharech, B'Gol Yisrael B'tainis. Right? In the Bracha of Gol Yisrael, that's where we add on. The Mishnayos in Tainis say that's where we add on. In the Bracha of Gol Yisrael, that's where the first Bracha that we're Ma'arich in on a fast day. Ha b'sheish shehu mosif eino ma'arech. What is that to say? We only are ma'arech in Gal Yisrael. We had a whole six brachas. What, the six brachas were not ma'arech? Amar Reb Yosef, no, shalo tomar, ho'al v'hu me'ein shmona esrei lo e'arech ba. No, the chiddush is by this one. By Gal Yisrael, that's a bracha that we say every day. So you would have thought, okay, you add in six, but the one that you say every day, you don't lengthen. Lufum kein, that's why we learn, sarach meimar, sarach laharech b'gol Yisrael, b'tainis. That's why we emphasize that one. We lengthen, even though it's a regular bracha that we say every day, but we are allowed to lengthen it, Chazal enacted, on the fast day. Period. Elu brachas sheshochachin bahen. So now, once we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei, where do you bow down? Where do you bow down in Shemoneh Esrei? So it's fascinating that various Gemaras we appear in Maseches Brachas Bavli also, but in different places. Right? We just spoke about Berachas Torah, which is on Daf Yud Aleph, and then we have we spoke a little bit about Marich and Mekatzer. That's later on in Maseches Brachas. Now we have Brachas Shoshochin Bohen. That's in Daf Lamed Dalet in Maseches Brachas. But it's parallel discussions, but different orders and different ways that it is structured. Seila Brachas Shoshochin Bohen Barishona B'tchila V'sof. First bracha. Beginning and end of the bracha, right? Bracha ta and Magen Avraham. Umodim, ubemodim tchila v'sof. And in modim, the beginning of modim anach lulach and atov shimcha. That's what we do. Hasocheach al kol bracha ubracha. Lamdino so shelo yeshoch. Somebody wants to bow down at the end of each bracha, we tell him not to. Tell him not to. It's not what Chazal enacted. Rabbi Yonah says in Maseches Brachas. Either the problem is Chazal said no, or Mexiki Yura. Right? Who are you bowing down every single bracha? Right, even if you want to say it doesn't violate, but it's causing yourself to be focused on in an inappropriate way, and that's called mexikiyura. That's not an appropriate chumra. It's not an appropriate chumra that one should do. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Parshas here, a thought from Rav Schwab, who says, what's the message of bowing at the beginning of the end of the first bracha? So he mentions that every Jew has two kedushos. We have kedusha of Schus Avos, and we have Kedusha of ourselves. As Rav Soloveitchik said, the same idea on Zeh Keli V'Anveyu Elokei Avi V'Arum Emenu. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on who we are and based on our connections. So when we start off every Shemoneh Esrei, every Amidah, we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov, we have Schus Avos. And we bow as a recognition of that, and that's how we are coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then we also say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magen Avraham. Avraham was the revolutionary, he was the one that started. So we say, Magen Avraham, we're starting also. We have our own. We have our unique connection to you, and we want to do our best in both of these areas, the beginning and the end. Right? Avodas Adam Yisrael, Tipared, L'shtei Rashim, Misoras Avosav Shebiyado, Avodas Atzmo. And he goes through that. Remember, I got a question afterwards. Okay, so what about modim? Why twice? He doesn't talk about modim. Okay, you got to focus on the modim too, in terms of why we bow down? Why bow twice? But again, that is malamdino. So you can't do more than that. But that's what we do at the beginning. Tchilah v'sof. Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kohen Gadol, Socheya. You know, even before we get to that, let's say one ha'ara on modim. If you look at the Meiri, in Brachas points out, and maybe this is the basis of a Rav Huttner that we've mentioned often. We actually mentioned it yesterday in the Shir. And that is, Rav Huttner says the word modeh can mean two things. Modeh means admit, modeh b'miksas, and modeh means thank. Right? So how do you know which is which? Right? How can they mean two things both at the same word? Because you have to admit in order to be able to thank. Right? If I admit that I need you, then I could come to thank you. And that's what we say in modim every day. Modim anach l'loch she'ata. We admit that you are Hashem, and then nodeh al chayenu, nodeh on. Right, so maybe that's the two times that we bow, we acknowledge, and we thank. Right, the Meiri there in Brachas, and Daf Lamed Daled, Lamed Gimel Lamed Daled, seems to say that motim that we say means to recognize, not dafka to thank. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman, Mishim Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Kohen Gadol Socheh Al Kol Sof Kol Bracha U Bracha. The Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of every Bracha. The greater you are, the more shiftless you have to have in front of God. Hamelech rosh kol bracha ubracha v'sof kol bracha ubracha. The beginning and the end of every bracha. Right? The melech is even greater. Right? There's a bigger chash of gaiva by the melech. Right? Levilti rum levavo me'achav. That pasuk's by the melech. Because we have to be very careful. The Ramban there in Parsha Shoftim says that that's an Isser Gaiva for all Jews, but especially for a Melech. That's where it's listed because it could really go to his head. Rav Simam, Shem Rav Shem Ben Levi, HaMelech Mishuhu, Koreya, Eino Niskav, Achu, Mashlam, Kol Tfilaso. The Melech stays down the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The entire Shemoneh, he bows down once and he stays down. That's the Melech. My Taima, remember what's my Taima? How do you know? In the Yerushalmi, Vayikach Chalosh Shlomo l'spalel Hashem, Eskol Atfilah. When Shlomo Melech finished davening after he built the Beis Hamikdash, Veskol Hatachina Hazos. After he finished everything, come Milafanim Mizbeach Hashem Mikaroa Al Birkav. So then he gets up. So you see, Shlomo had been down the whole time, and now he gets up. So Ezui Kriyav Ezui Bricha. Once we're talking about bowing, what's the difference between two different types of bowing that are found in the Psukim? Right, we have here Kriya and we have Al Birkav. Sometimes in Tanakh we find Bericha. Right, the Charedim quotes the pasuk we say every Friday night. Bo nishtachavem v'nichra'a nivracha lefnei Hashem oseinu. Right, we say nichkriya and bericha, two types of a kneeling. So the Gemara explains that there are two types. It doesn't really tell us exactly what they are. Reb Chiya, but it says Reb Chiya Rava hera bricha lefnei Rebbe v'nifsach v'nisrapa. Reb Chiya Rava, he showed what bricha is in front of Rebbe, and he became lame. Right, he went down, and it must be such a way that you stretch your limbs that it's dangerous. But he was healed. Reb Levi Bar Sisi hera kriya lefnei Rebbe v'nifsach v'lo nisrapa. It injured him in such a way that he was never healed. Maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't tell us exactly what it is, because it's somewhat dangerous. The Gemara doesn't want to tell us exactly. Upakapa prusas vashamayim. Continuing that pasuk, but Shlomo's hands were spread out to heaven. How were they spread out? Machlokas. Amar Rebbe Aivuk Naktim Haya Omed. Naktim Haya Omed. It was somebody who has some type of foot ailment. The Charedim says Podagora, some say that means gout, but some type of ailment that you can't spread your arms so wide. So he had his arms up, but not so wide. Amar Belazar bar Avina, no. Kekapayim alalu, shalo natfu bebinyan beis hamikdash kluam. He had them spread wide, and he was saying that after he built the beis hamikdash, look at my arms, Hashem, I didn't take any penny, for any agura for personal benefit from the binyan. From the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Look at the Benayahu, the Ben Ishchai, says 2 points. Number one, what was he emphasizing? That he didn't take anything. Number one, we know that Chazal tell us that the border between Yehuda and Binyamin went right through the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Vachem, Daf, Nun, Gimel, Nun, Dalet or so, went right through. But the entire Mizbeah had to be in Shevet Binyamin. That's why the south and the east side of the Mizbeah did not have a Yesod. Didn't have the regular base, because that had to be cut off, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. Right, and Binyamin, the Gemara says that Binyamin desired that area, and Hashem gave it to him. So, says the Benayo, maybe that's what it is. Shlomo Melech from Shevi Yehuda said, I didn't take more than I was supposed to. I gave Binyamin what he was supposed to get, and I took what I was supposed to get. I didn't take more than that. And then he talks about, on a more Kabbalistic level, he says that the Priestess Kapav, he says, on each of our fingers there are three knuckles. And sticking each hand up to Shamayim, right, that's 3 times 5, that's 15. That's Yud and Hey, Ka. Ki Baka Hashem Tzur Olamim. Shlomo HaMelech just built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a microcosm of the whole world. So Shlomo HaMelech, by saying, he says, you built the world with Yud and Hey, with 15. Ki Baka Hashem Tzur Olamim. So I just built a Beis HaMikdash with my hands. Yud and Hey, each hand is 15. 3 knuckles, 5 fingers, 15. And I paralleled the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is a microcosm of the whole world. That's the Hey. 2 hands, 30. I don't know. So says the, continuing, says the Gemara. Tana Rav Tachlifa Ben Shaul. Hakol Shochachinim Shliach Tzibur Behoda. Everybody should bow down when the Shliach Tzibur says Modim. So we also say Modim. And we bow down. Rabbi Zeira Amar Ubilvad Bimodim. But only by modim. What does that mean? Not, right, all the other, the modim, the time that he bends at the end of modim, that you don't do. But we'll see. Reb Zeira Savar Likruva. Reb Zeira Savar means he waited. Likruva Karov is the Chazin. He was waited for the Chazin. So maybe this means right next to the Chazin, or just means for the Chazin to finish. Kedila Shua Chimot Chila Vasov. Reb Zeira wanted, when he said Modim Derabanan, he wanted, and we're going to learn, that you're supposed to bow at the beginning and the end of Modim Derabanan. So even though that's shorter than the Modim of the Chazan, he used to say it slowly, and so that he would be able to bow with the Chazan at the beginning of Modim and with the Chazan at the end of Modim. Rabbi Yassi Kavi Salak Katsalak Lahacha, when he came here, right, when he came here from Bavel, when he came up here to Eretz Yisrael, no more Ma'arava, right, that's at least in these Shiurim. Right, that was from a different looking from Bavel. So when he came here, Chamtun Nahagachin Umalachshin, he saw during Modim everybody used to like bend down and whisper things. Amrulun Maudim Lachisha, what are they whispering? So the Gemara says, Velo Shamia Damar Rabbi Chelbo, you didn't hear about Rabbi Chelbo who says Modim Durabanans, and now we're going to have 5 different versions of Modim Durabanan until we get back to the question, which is on tomorrow's daf. But let's at least have a few versions of the Modim Durabanans. Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Chanania B'Shem Rabbi Maishar Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Simoi V'Yis Damren Lei Chavrai B'Shem Rabbi Simoi Modim Anachnu Lecha Adon Kol Abrios Eloah Hatush Bachos Tzur Olamim Chai Olamim Yod Zer Bereshis. all the different praises of Hashem. Mechaya Mesim Shechi Sanu Vekiyam Tanu. Thank you for giving us life and helping us be Vesiki Tanu Vesiya Tanu Vekiyav Tanu Lahodo Shemecha Baruch Hashem Kela Odos. That was one of the versions of the Modim Drabanan. Rabbi Ba Bar Zavta B'Shem Rav. Modim Anachmi L'cha Shanu Chayevim L'Hodosh L'Shemecha Taraneinu Sfasai. My lips should sing Ki Azama L'cha to out to you. V'Nafshi Asher Padisa Baruch Ad Hashem Kela Odos. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Minan B'Shem Rav Acha Hodaya. Hodaya V'Shevach L'Shimcha. Thanks and praise to you. L'cha Gedula, L'cha Gevura, L'cha Teferes. Yerzim Mofanach Hashem Elokeinu Mokei Boseinu. Shetismachenu Mitvi Nefilaseinu. Support us from our falling. V'tizkafeinu Mikvifaseinu. And lift us up from our bent state. Ki ata hu somech noflim. V'zokev kivufim umali rachamim. V'ein od milvatcha. Baruch Hashem. Kel ha'odos. And we're still in the middle. But these are all versions of Modim Durabanan, and the Gemara is in the middle of a question saying, how could he not know? He came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw everybody whispering something, which by the way shows that the tzibur should be whispering. Why should they be whispering? Because the chazan should still be able to be heard. The post can quote from here, that the Modim, every word of Modim, the chazan should say out loud. He shouldn't say it quietly, and then, Hatov ki l'chol rachamecha. Everything should be said out loud, and that's why the tzibur is whispering here, so the chazan could still be heard. Either way, we'll talk more about Modim Durabanan, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, as we continue here in Maseches Brachos.